Hello and welcome back to Ask a Monk. Today's question is part of the two-part question that I got mixed up last time, and I ended up answering two different questions together. So this is answering the first part of someone's two-part question that I missed. And the first part was in regards to remembering one's past lives. Now, in regards to remembering one's past lives, we get generally two questions, again and again. The first question is about how we can believe in past lives. What is the proof? What is the basis of past lives? Because obviously, in Buddhism, the boast is that we don't take things on faith and so on. Actually, there are many things that we could take on faith, so to speak. I think past lives is actually partially under that category. We take a lot of things on faith because we believe in the knowledge and the wisdom of those people who have realized them. Like if you tell me what Australia is like, well, I've never been to Australia, but I believe you. I take it on faith. It's not something crucial, and it's a sort of a faith that is, you know, based on the fact that I've never been there and I maybe don't have the ability to go there. If it were crucial to my practice as to whether Australia was like this or like that, then I'd probably want to go there and verify and see for myself. Now, past lives could be the same. If someone hasn't remembered their past lives, they might take it on faith. So, because it's not crucial. If it were crucial, well, this is the question, the second question is it not a beneficial part of the path to remember your past lives? And if it is, then why don't we teach it? Why don't we practice to remember our past lives? And I think the answer is that we don't take it to be a crucial part of the path. So the person's logic, the person who asked this question, their logic was that there's the saying that we are what we are now because of what we were before, and so we will be what we will be is because of who we are now. So if we learn about the past, the mistakes we've made, and even the lessons we've learned, then we'll be able to avoid mistakes and having to relearn the same lessons again for the future, so that our future will be better. And I think there is some validity to that. And so if the question is simply whether remembering one's past lives is beneficial, I think absolutely. I think there's a lot of things that are beneficial to the meditation, to the practice of becoming enlightened, besides simply meditation. That if you remember your past lives, if you are able to, you know, have all these magical powers that they talk about, of being able to see far away, see heaven, see hell, to see beings being born and passing away. You know, there's so many things that therapy is useful. Regression therapy, where you go back to when you were a young person, or even now, the regression therapy, regressing to past lives, going back and remembering your past lives through hypnosis or so on. It's said to allow people to become more comfortable and more understanding in regards to why they are the way they are, so that they don't, they understand better the situation that they're in, and they don't become upset by it. They can see that there's actually a cause and effect relationship. And I mean, seeing that sort of cause and effect relationship is really what the Buddhist teaching is about. So it's quite useful, I think. It's not crucial, though, and in the end, it shouldn't be taken for a core practice because it's too abstract. The remembering of one's past lives having a causal relationship to the present is not really what we mean by cause and effect. The cause and effect that we're talking about is what's occurring here and now at every moment. And you'll never become enlightened by this conceptual analysis of your life, you know, that you used to be like this and now you're like this and so on. It's far too abstract, and the concentration and the intensity of the experience is not anywhere near strong enough to allow you to really understand the truth of reality, that everything is impermanent and that there is nothing worth clinging to and so on. And this is mainly because it's dealing with the past and the future. It's dealing with concepts. It's not dealing with what you're seeing here and now. So it's not, the mind doesn't really get it. You can tell yourself that, oh yes, I was a bad person in the past, that's why I have problems now. Therefore, I shouldn't be a bad person now because I'll have a bad future. It really doesn't have any lasting impact on the mind, or it has a limited impact on the mind as compared to looking to see what are the causes and effects of your actions in the present moment. When I get angry, what's it like? When I want something, what's it like? When I am loving and kind, what's it like? When I am clearly aware, what's it like? Looking at, you know, what does it mean to see something, to hear something, and coming to change the way we relate to the world around us. This is really a lot more what the Buddha was teaching about. The Buddha said one should not go back to the past nor worry about the future, because what's in the past is gone, and you know, dwelling on it and thinking over it is only going to be of limited value, if any, and what's in the future hasn't come yet. But if you can see clearly what's in the present moment, this is where the cause and effect is occurring. This is empirical. This is, you know, scientific, not based on faith. So really, whether we remember our past lives or not, if we come to see who we are right now, then we don't have to worry about the future either. And in fact, I think a real part of the Buddha's teaching is giving up the future, not worrying about even who you're going to be in the future, not living in terms of past, present, future, living simply in terms of the here and now, who I am here and now, what's happening here and now, not worrying about where is this going to lead, what's going to happen, the dangers and the problems and so on, coming to see things here and now as they are. And I think in the end you really give up past and future, and you don't ever have any thoughts about what the future holds and what was in the past. So I think it's misleading to go back to the past, because it's going to send you equally as far into the future, you know, worrying or wondering or planning to try to create a better life in the future. And well, that might be useful in the short term. Eventually you forget it anyway, because it's not empirical wisdom, it's conceptual. It's the same as thinking back to when we were young and all the mistakes we made. Well, yeah, it made us a more wise in a worldly sense, and it made us more able to live and to react to the situations around us. But it didn't help to stop us from getting greedy, getting angry, becoming attached and worried and stressed and so on. It's not strong enough. It's helpful, but it's helpful on a limited scale. So if you're really interested, and I know there are a lot of people who are interested in learning about your past lives, there are ways of doing that, ways of practicing that are taught in the textbooks, really. These ancient Buddhist textbooks that have been around for so long and have been used by people to realize their past lives and so on. You're welcome to look into that, but I don't think it will lead you to the goal. And I think whether or not you've realized your past lives, there's still something much more important to do, and especially for people who have limited time and energy and effort, you'd be much better off to focus on what's really important, and that's the cause and effect relationship that's going on here and now, that has caused you to make plenty of mistakes in the past and will continue to have you make mistakes into the future, unless you can come to see clearly on a phenomenological level what is the truth of reality. So beneficial, yes. Necessary, no. And probably not worth the effort for most people, unless you've got a lot of time and good concentration and a peaceful surrounding and so on, where you can really devote your time to that. Okay, so thanks for the question. There you have it. All the best.